President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to roll back the Biden administration's sweeping climate agenda. But yesterday, President Biden traveled to the Amazon rainforest and said his legacy won't be easily erased. NPR's Asma Khalid tagged along.
It was a trip rich in symbolism, the first sitting U.S. president to visit the world's largest tropical rainforest. You could hear birds as Biden walked along a dirt path under towering trees through a research and nature preserve at the edge of the rainforest. Biden was greeted here by a trio of indigenous women who welcomed him. And he spoke in passionate terms about how much this all means to him.
It's often said that the Amazon is the lungs of the world. But in my view, our forests and national wonders are the heart and soul of the world.
Biden and his entourage took an aerial tour of the region, joined by a Nobel Prize-winning scientist who studied the effects of climate change on this ecosystem. They flew over a wildlife refuge with lush green trees and over the Rio Negro, one of the largest tributaries to the Amazon River. He saw where the mighty rivers meet, but also saw the effects of climate change, a severe drought leading to low water levels. This rainforest visit was a quick trip between two big world summits in South America against the backdrop of Donald Trump's victory, something even Biden acknowledged when he gave brief remarks.
It's no secret that I'm leaving office in January.
Though he did not mention Trump by name.
I will leave my successor and my country in a strong foundation to build on, if they choose to do so.
Both at home and abroad, Biden has spent his presidency trying to curb climate change. The centerpiece? Incentives for clean energy, something Trump wants to roll back. But Biden said that won't be easy.
Some may seek to deny or delay the clean energy revolution that's underway in America. But nobody can reverse it. Nobody.
Last year, Biden pledged $500 million to help Brazil fight back against deforestation. But much of that money has not been doled out yet. And Trump has shown little interest in global cooperation to combat climate change. So when journalists asked the White House about the likelihood that Trump would fulfill the rest of the pledge, a senior administration official told us, who knows, maybe Trump will come down to the Amazon, see the damage himself, and change his mind. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Manaus, Brazil.